It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good morning, Brian in with a check of news and sports here on this Saturday. Currently, we sit at 18 degrees with winds calm right now, so no wind chill at the moment. We're expecting sunny skies today, highs in the mid-30s, and only upward from there, mid-40s tomorrow, mid-50s on Monday. We'll have a complete check of that weather forecast in the end of our news. Well, Cumberland School Board members have accepted the resignation of middle school principal and athletic director Stacy Keezer. Keezer has served as principal since 2014. Her resignation is effective June 30th. The board posted the opening as well as the district school psychologist post. Board members also hired Amanda Hauken as elementary teacher. She is the wife of incoming Cumberland Superintendent Daryl Hauken. Also hired was Bryce Rowell as middle school assistant girls track coach. Rebecca Morgan and Chris Edwards were approved as middle school volunteer track coaches. Connie Harris's resignation was accepted as of February 28th, and it was agreed to post the open position of Title I director and curriculum coordinator. South Central School Board members set end-of-year dates at this week's meeting. Eighth grade promotion was set for 7 p.m. on May 15th, while high school graduation was set for 2 p.m. on May 18th. The board approved an interfund loan payment of $90,325 between funds and approved a Patoka co-op agreement for high school track for the coming two school years. Board members also approved supporting Vision 2030 and approved the prior purchase of a used truck and a used minivan. In personnel moves, the South Central School Board hired Sydney Schoonover as certified employee for high school ELA for the coming school year, approved Aaron Engel as a volunteer middle school assistant track coach for the season, and approved leaves of for Janet Mulvaney, Shelby Blumberg, and Brittany Garrett. Well, the deadline for the Real ID is right around the corner, but Secretary of State Alexi Janulius says there's still confusion on what those IDs are used for. Capital News Illinois reports starting May 7th, you'll need a Real ID to fly in the U.S. or visit a federal facility. A passport will also work for getting on flights. A Real ID is signified by a gold star in the upper right corner of the ID card. However, you don't need a Real ID for identification, proof of citizenship, or to drive a car. Real ID appointments can be made online at ilsos.gov, and new appointments are added daily. Well, it's an end to business as usual for Chicago's natural gas utility. Capital News Illinois reports the Illinois Commerce Commission ended a controversial infrastructure program at Peoples Gas. The program had been under investigation for more than a year. The ICC rejected the company's desire to update the program. In a decision on Thursday, the company said the ICC's decision will be more expensive for customers. The decision comes as the ICC is weighing whether to increase rates for natural gas customers in the suburbs and downstate. Ameren Illinois and Nicor Gas both requested earlier this year to raise their rates, resulting in a $7 to $9 increase for typical residential customers. Decisions on those cases are expected this year. Well, applications for the Effingham Noon Rotary Club Scholarship are now available. The Rotary Club will award two $1,000 scholarships to college-bound seniors graduating from both Effingham and St. Anthony High Schools. Applications for these scholarships may be obtained through the guidance counselors at each of the high schools and submitted no later than Monday, March the 31st. The Rotary Club Scholarship Fund is maintained for the purpose of honoring and encouraging the scholastic achievements, extracurricular activities, and civic accomplishments of graduating classes of Effingham High School and St. Anthony High School. Applicants must be planning to enroll or have been accepted as a full-time student with a minimum of 12 hours of study in an accredited university, college, community college, or trade school. In addition to the financial award, recipients of the Rotary Scholarship are recognized on a perpetual plaque displayed at each high school. Well, in recognition of February being National Canned Food Month, HSHS Home Care is teaming up with Dan Heck Chevrolet Toyota and Roy Schmidt Honda in Effingham to cram the car with non-perishable food items, hygiene products, and monetary donations for Catholic Charities Food Pantry. Donations for the annual event will be accepted the entire month of February. Then on March 1st, HSHS Home Care staff will cram their cars with donated items before delivering them to Catholic Charities. The regional office serves Clark, Crawford, Cumberland, Effingham, Fayette, Jasper, and Shelby counties. And suggested items for donations include box meals, pancake mix and syrup, jelly, canned fruit, pasta sauce, cereal, granola, sugar-free canned fruit, low-salt canned vegetables, large boxes of oatmeal, soap, shampoo, feminine products, razors, and also donors are encouraged to check the expiration date on those. And items of monetary contributions may be dropped off. These items or monetary donations may be dropped off at HSHS Home Care Office that's located at St. Anthony's Health Center, 900 West Temple Avenue, Building A, Suite 101. Office hours there are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And also at locations including Dan Heck Chevrolet there at 2400 South Banker Street and Roy Schmidt Honda at 1705 West Fayette Avenue. Now, if you'd like more information about Cram the Car, contact Valerie Engelbart at 217-685-0702 or valerie.engelbart at hshs.org. We'll take a break. We've got many deaths in the area, and we'll check out that weather forecast next.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See home club for details.
Hi, this is John Wright, fourth-generation owner from Wright's Furniture and Flooring here in Dietrich.
And I'm Alex Wright. For 135 years, we've been known for so much more than offering the best in local quality home furnishings.
We're rooted in our community and committed to giving back to the place we're so proud to call home. Because that's where our hearts have always been, and this is where we'll always be.
Faces you know.
People you can trust. Wright's, the first name in home furnishings.
Visit us today or at wrightsfurniture.com.
Turning to area obituaries, Mary Frances Martin of Neoga passed away on Friday, February 21st. Swingle Odell Funeral Home of Neoga is assisting with local arrangements for Mary Frances Martin of Neoga. Funeral services, though, will be in Jasper, Alabama at a later date. Donald E. Turtle Lawson, 88, of Windsor, formerly of Neoga, passed away on February 21st. Funeral services for Donald E. Turtle Lawson will be held at 10 a.m. Tuesday, February 25th at Swingle Odell Funeral Home in Neoga. Visitation will be on Monday from 5 to 7 p.m. also at Swingle Odell Funeral Home in Neoga. Again, that's for Donald E. Turtle Lawson, 88 of Windsor, formerly of Neoga. Sherry E. Holtz, 63, passed away on February 18th. A prayer service will be held at 2:45 p.m., followed by a visitation until 6 p.m. on Monday, February 24th at Bauer Funeral Home in Effingham. A time of visitation will begin at 10 a.m. on Tuesday, Tuesday, February 25th at Colwell Funeral Home in Beardstown with a prayer service to follow at 11. Again, that's for Sherry E. Holtz, 63, of Effingham. Claudia A. Moran, 71, of Effingham, passed away on February 20th. Arrangements are being made at this time at Bauer Funeral Home, again for Claudia A. Moran, 71, of Effingham. Catherine Ann Kathy Dozenbrock, age 68, of Newton, passed away on Thursday, February 20th. Funeral arrangements are incomplete at Meyer Funeral Home in Newton for Catherine Ann Kathy Dozenbrock, age 68, of Newton. Funeral services for 71-year-old Cliff Kleinick of Farina will be today at noon at Pago Funeral Home in Edgewood. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. until noon, again for Cliff Kleinick. Visitation for Patricia Sue Gentry, 86, of Arcola, will be Sunday from noon to 2 p.m. at Barclay Funeral Chapel in Greenup for Patricia Sue Gentry. Funeral services for 74-year-old Bill Meinhardt of Newton will be today at 11 at New Hope Church in Newton. Visitation for Bill Meinhardt will be from 10 to 11 a.m. Funeral services for Barbara Jean Jansen, 89, of Effingham, will be today at 10:30 at Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Effingham. Following a graveside service, Barb's life will be celebrated at Village Wine in Effingham. Again, that's for Barbara Jean Jansen, age 89, of Effingham. Funeral services for 80-year-old Charlotte Wolfe of Mason will be today at 11 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Altamont. Visitation for Charlotte Wolfe will be from 10 to 11 a.m. Funeral services for Sam Britton, 97, in Newton, will be today at 10:30 at Meyer Funeral Home in Newton for Sam Britton. Memorial services for 78-year-old Lyle Casper of Effingham will be Tuesday at 11 at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. Visitation for Lyle Casper will be from 4 to 6 Monday evening. Funeral services for Clifford Willison, 67, of Bible Grove, will be today at 1 at McGriff Funeral Home in Louisville. Visitation will be from 11 to 1 for Clifford Willison. Graveside services for 97-year-old Maureen Luger of Stewartson will be today at 11 at Stewartson Cemetery. Visitation for Marlene Luger will be, Maureen Luger will be from 10 to 11 at Brummerstedt Funeral Home in Stewartson. A memorial service for Nancy Kyle, 88, of Shelbyville, will be today at 2 at Lockhart Green Funeral Home in Beecher City. A memorial gathering is planned from 1 to 2. Again, that's for Nancy Kyle, age 88, of Shelbyville. Our forecast for today is calling for sunny skies with a high near 35, winds out of the southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour, gusts as high as 17. Tonight, mostly clear, a low around 21 with south to southwest winds 5 to 7 miles per hour. Another nice day on Sunday, sunny skies, a high near 46, south to southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts as high as 18. Sunday night, partly cloudy, a low down to 31 with south to southwest winds 7 miles per hour, gusts as high as 15. Monday, partly sunny with a high up to near 54, with winds out of the south-southwest 7 to 11 miles per hour. We could see gusts as high as 22 miles per hour. Then sunny on Tuesday, 56. Wednesday, partly sunny, maybe a chance of rain, 57. Thursday, partly sunny, a high of 49, and mostly sunny on Friday with a high again near 49. Morning low here was 11. We hit that just after midnight, yesterday's high was 27. Right now, we've got sunshine and 18 degrees here on this Saturday. That's been a check of news.